Oh, you have found it, the place where you can find Washington Wizards basketball on the radio, where you might just hear...
It's there! Bradley Beal for three!
Join me, Dave Johnson, and Glenn Consor as we bring you Bradley Beal, the Washington Wizards, all season long.
Thursday night at 7, tune in to hear the season finale against the Boston Celtics.
Right here in Central Virginia on Seaville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV AM and FM Charlottesville.
Let's go, Wiz!
He is the daddy of the Mac. He is Mac McDonald. Going a little further into this story, obviously it means a lot to whatever businesses have survived COVID-19 and the shutdowns, the reopenings, and then the re-shutdowns here municipally. There are a lot of people who have already emailed me saying the head coach that said he's going to play no matter what. Where are the people who would say the same thing to the president? He wants people to die, which unfortunately is what does happen every time the president says we need get back to work. You know, there's somebody out there saying the president wants people to die. Nebraska head coach Frost wants people to die. He doesn't care. Oh my gosh, Mac! It's no wonder nobody can make a decision in this. UVA keeps moving back the opening. They held a Zoom meeting with President Ryan, and he's like, "Well, we're an education institute, but we're concerned about the area around us." I've never seen UVA so concerned about what the city of Charlottesville and Albemarle County thinks of them. It's amazing. It's like Dr. Ryan has become Dean Wormer from Faber College. He's more worried about what the local government around him says than what's right and wrong with his kids. But that being said, you're talking about, you know, schools just coming up with their own schedules. What is that going to look like?
Yeah, it's and that's what prompted me last night at dinner. I called out Favors yesterday with a lot of people. I pulled one of my good friends from a million-dollar dinner presentation. I pulled another one from a birthday party. I pulled another one from dinner with his family. So these people were giving me a lot. My first question was, when all this was coming down last night, my first question was, all right, can schools build their own schedule? That was my, I don't know what's in the bylaws or whatever. So this administrator, a former administrator in Atlantic Coast Conference, he's a private business guy now, and I'm going to keep these people anonymous because I don't want, but he told me, he said, look, I've talked to ACC Commissioner John Swofford. Here's the deal. 8 to 10 of the Atlantic Coast Conference schools have said, look, we'll play. Now, ACC athletic directors did meet yesterday morning, and they didn't alter their current plan on what's going to happen. Practices continued across the league. Syracuse is laid out for a couple of days, just, you know. But what happened is that the ACC school, so the SEC and the ACC are saying, all right, we're going to be pretty patient here, and we're not going to jump to. And then we heard that the Big Ten report was ahead of schedule anyway, and that the vote didn't really happen. And then, so we don't know if that was really true or not, if that's going to come forward. But if it unfolds the way it was reported yesterday, the Big Ten and the Pac-12 are going to say, no, we're going to pull the plug on fall sports. That's going to be it. But the SEC and ACC are going to say, wait, we're going to move forward with this. And so Dennis Dodd of CBS.com. So with all these conversations I was having with all these different people, I talked to one administrator of a conference, a good friend of mine, with an FBS conference. He goes, Mac, that's a good question. He goes, I don't know if schools can set their own schedules or not. Let me get back to you. And I went, all right, that's perfect.
Oh, great.
So, yeah. But anyway, so Dennis Dodd last night with CBS was interviewed and said there is a way you can have college football that you don't have to have all the Power Five conferences participate. Here's Dennis Dodd.
So I don't know which way this is going to go, and I think the simple act, if that's the right word, simple act of canceling the season has become much more complicated, to the point that if there's a conference that can find a set of medical officials that can clear it to play football, it might go.
So it's not the ADs who have the final say. The league's presidents and chancellors, and I'm talking about the ACC, are expected to get together again tomorrow to discuss options. And so we're just sitting back and say, okay, Big Ten today, Pac-12 today. Apparently all that's going to come down the pike, so I'm just going to keep my – but one of the – I've got a good friend who's an athletic director in the Southeast Conference. Again, I got him up from dinner with his family. And he texted me and he said, there's no way we would set our own schedule. We will go with what the SEC says, which is interesting because Scott Frost said, look, we love the Big Ten. We're a Big Ten school, but my guys want to play, and we will build our own schedule. And when I heard that, when I saw that headline, I went, can we do that? So there's nothing really in the bylaw. In other words, if the ACC, and I'll close with this, if the ACC said, we're going to pull, the schools have the right to say, okay, you made your decision. The ACC can't really do anything. The schools can make their own, and they can put together a 6, an 8, a 10-game schedule if they want.
Well, so that doesn't cost them their membership. That's what I was concerned. You know, I figured, you know, this is the kind of thing like NATO or the UN.
Right.
If you don't do what we say, we're going to pull your membership in our little club, and you're no longer a Power Five conference or school or whatever it may be. What about the possibility of starting, you know, like a regional, like Virginia just saying, all right, we're going to play, I guess William and Mary is canceled and JMU is canceled, so they can't even do like a all Virginia league, season, of just Commonwealth schools, Old Dominion, obviously Tech, and do it that way, Liberty. If a lot of these schools are scared, and then I saw a story yesterday on the wire that, not surprisingly, a lot of the offensive linemen are showing up with underlying pulmonary issues that might create comorbidities for COVID-19 because they're pushing 400 pounds. There is some reasonable understanding that some of these athletes are not, the most easily defended against COVID-19.
Yeah, and Joe, everything you said there is like a possibility. I mean, the thing is, there was even a guy who speculated yesterday, talking about in a world of crazy, we're getting a lot of crazy input. There was a guy who said, let's build a bubble and a series of dorms at a place where all the ACC schools could go and just live for the football season and then play games like Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Well, you can't do that. And then you've got civil rights violations and the kids saying, I can't go to, and I don't want to do that. It's easier, certainly, if you've got a multi-million dollar pro football player to say, don't go hang out with people because it's your moneymaker. But
you mentioned yesterday about the legal thing. Well, with this whole the Power Five football players that we hashtag we want to play and all that, we're united, we want to play, establish universal mandated health and safety stuff. What will happen is if the players want to play, they're going to have to sign a release that say, if something happens and I get COVID-19, I won't sue the school. So it's just like anything else. They're going to sign a release to ride the water slide.
Yeah.
And so that's where it would move to from a, from a legal standpoint. So really, Joe, in the world of crazy, nothing is crazier than what we're watching and hearing. And it's just in the world of college athletics, we don't know which way it's going. But it looks like the ACC and SEC, as of right now, are standing pat with the season.
All right. Well, I appreciate the details on that, Mac. We'll see. The few businesses that remain in Charlottesville are watching, but I'm sure there are those out there saying, I don't want Bronco Mendenhall to make people die. Which they will, if inevitably. Thank you, sir. You have a great morning.
All right. Talk to you.
Because one traffic jam can jam up your whole day. Start your day here. Seville 107.5 FM, AM 1260 WCHV.
Today, mostly sunny with isolated showers and storms possible this afternoon. Highs able to top out in the low to middle 90s.
It's 72 degrees here at the Automated Office System Studios at 7:30. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, it's local news first. The University of Virginia leadership held a public town hall for community members yesterday. President Ryan first explained to participants why they were coming back to grounds.
Our mission as a university is to educate students, to conduct research, and to provide medical care. Students are involved in all of these missions, and all of them are better done in person.
The concerns from the community